for Blackford, and myself and my colleague Gemma are from a company called Ecofis, which is a sustainable energy company, and we're here to assist in facilitating today's event, making sure everything runs to time and you get home on time. And I've been working in climate change for a number of years, having worked both at the Local Government Association and the Environment Agency. So it'll be very interesting to hear what a lot of you have to say this afternoon. You'll be hearing a lot from me throughout today. So all that remains for me to do is just go through at this stage some housekeeping. Could I ask all of you with mobiles to please switch them off? Or if you need to keep them on, please could you turn them to silent? A couple of other things, in case you haven't found them, the toilets, if you go out of that door there, turn right, go around the corner, they're just on the left. Also, we're not expecting any fire alarms this afternoon, so if we do have one, we need to treat it as real. And I've been told that a colleague from GoEM, Diane, will come down and escort us out, but in case she doesn't, apparently fire exits are clearly marked both to the left and to the right outside of this room, so follow the signs. A couple of other things. We are lucky enough to have a crew from the BBC joining us this afternoon for the event. They won't be coming until 4 o'clock, and it won't affect us at all. We'll carry on as normal, but it's just to alert you, so if anyone doesn't feel comfortable being filmed, they will be here at 4 o'clock, so you can discreetly move out of their way. And we will be, there is tea and coffee making facilities and water, so help yourself throughout the event. We'll be getting you to do a lot of standing up, sitting down, moving around the room, so help yourself to drinks throughout the day. But we will be taking a brief 5-minute comfort break at about 3:15, 3:20. Other than that, now the housekeeping's over and done with and the practical arrangements, I'd like to introduce three people who are going to set the local context of what their organisation is doing on climate change here in the region. So I will introduce all three names, if I may, and then I'll let you stand up and share with us what you're doing. So first of all, we have Phil Keynes from Nottinghamshire County Council. We also have Jerome Badley from Nottingham Energy Partnership. And we also have Helen Ross from the Nottingham PCT. So Phil.